We're just preparing everything now. It's going to be a great year. We've got the big bomber coming back. The Walters are coming. Dodgems are coming. Hopefully the weather will be kind to us, which is a bit unpredictable at the Isle of Man. But we're all excited that we're coming. And we hope everyone comes and has a look at us. And we hope they have a good time.
What's the footfall that you guys are expecting this year?
The bulk of the people that come are the islanders. Now, what happens is to come to the island just on its own without the TT, the expense of doing it would be prohibitive. But because the TTs on that generates a little bit of extra money that goes towards the shipping, etc. But the bulk of the people are the islanders that come, and we look forward to seeing them. We're quite friendly and we've made friends over the years.
And I understand this also creates local employment as well, or local employment opportunities.
We have young people that's come along from being children attending the fair to helping us with the fair when we're there, people that know what they're doing, that have been around. Some have even been off the island and toured around with us a bit. We get to see quite a lot of the same people time and time again.
Well, how far in advance do you start your preparations for the Isle of Man TT or for this season?
As soon as we leave the Isle of Man, we put an application in for next year because we need to plan ahead. And then everything goes just through. If we get the approval, then everything starts to hot up about April time when we say, right, well, it's definitely going to happen now. We've got the license approved at the local court. Now we have to start and get everything in order. What's available? What are we taking? What's going to be new? How are we going to ship it? How many vehicles do we need to take it? How many people are we going to need? And then it's kind of game on filling all the things in that's needed for the government.
What is it about this time that makes it, you know, so memorable for you guys?
They're coming up 40 years. My youngest son is 33, 34, and he doesn't ever remember never ever being on the Isle of Man at these weeks. You know, we found out we're having him when we're at the Isle of Man. So we've got a lot of memories for the island. We come when we're all much, much younger. Our kids have grew up there. Now they're coming with their kids. It's a great place. It's fabulous, to be truthful. We enjoy it. It's a holiday with pay for us, this one.